and then both residential and commercial. Here he is. Here she is. Hi, Nadine.
Hi. Thank you, hello. Rachel. Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Well, it's what, Wednesday? And here we are halfway through the week. Well, David, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know that you've been talking here with Rachel, and I will say that she does an amazing job explaining the outline of our program. She, in fact, was asking me if I could apply a new in business rate for you because you started the business less than 2 weeks ago. Is that right?
Yes, a week ago last Monday I started.
Oh my gosh, have you always been in the industry though of painting?
I have done painting for companies themselves.
Okay.
I retired. I'm 65.
Okay.
I retired and I did something else for 6 months and decided I did not like it. So I decided to see if I could do my own business. So.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So are you like a one-man show right now?
Right now I am, yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, congratulations on the retirement, but, you know, that's so young. You're so young.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you dear, very much. Appreciate
you. Yeah, you're welcome, of course. Now, I'm looking through the notes. Are you familiar with placement on Google, like how it all works? Have you ever done a search on Google before?
Yes. I mean, usually I just hit assistance and ask what I want and it comes up.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. So basically the reason that we were reaching out to you, David, is we had this position that opened up within our company for your category on the first page of Google. And what we're looking for is a business that's a good fit. We want to work with a company that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and most importantly, that can handle more business. And, you know, I know that because the business is so new, I understand why there's not a whole lot of online presence. However, I don't come across anything negative regarding your company. And I think with the years that you've had in the industry, we can both agree that you've provided a quality service, right? And
yes. And
that's what we're looking for. If we were to start working with you, David, on that first page of Google and Bing, what we do is we close out the category, which would mean that we won't work with anyone in your territory who's offering those same services because we want to make sure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I'm just curious on where you guys got my, because I am brand new. I was just curious where you guys got my company from because, I mean, I'm on Angie, but that's the only place I've advertised.
Well, I actually found you on a couple of directories. When I search the company by name, it'll show me where you appear at online. So what I found was Home Advisor. I found Angie's. I saw another one that's called Bizipedia. So I don't know if you've registered the company. Sometimes when you do that, it'll list you on directories that you're probably not even familiar with, right?
I have never heard of the other two at all.
Yeah. So have you registered the company, though?
No. No,
okay.
I haven't done anything. I mean,
and
I started the company.
Happen. Yeah, when you go on Angie, sometimes I'll tell you, David, it'll happen where you'll pop up on other directories. Depending on where they submit you to. So, you know, but no negative reviews. There's very little online presence. Is the Angie something that you recently started?
Yes. Well, like I said, I started the company a week ago Monday, and I started Angie's on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Have you started getting any leads yet?
Yes, I've got two.
How do you like it?
Well, it's expensive, but I mean, it wouldn't be expensive if you got the job, okay,
right.
For a lead, all
right?
Right. Now, if you don't get the job, you have wasted $120 for nothing.
Oh, my gosh, it's $120 a lead?
It ranges from $15 to $192, depending on how big the job is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And the two leads that you got so far, yeah, the two leads that you got so far, what did they range in?
One was 92 and the other one was 117.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, if they don't come out, I mean, if I don't get them, then, you know, I've lost 200 and something dollars. But.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. Okay. I'm going to tell you we operate very different because when we're talking about placement on Google, David, these are going to be direct calls coming to you from potential clients that are looking for your services on Google because it's a click to call, right? They click on your phone number, they call you directly. However, we do not charge you per call. We don't charge you per job or per click. What we do is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. And our program, it's a month-to-month program. There's no contracts.
Okay.
So with you being a new business, I'm going to offer you the new in business rate. What it's going to do is it's going to give you a little bit over a 50% savings. Okay. Now, I'm going to share our original cost with you, and then I'm going to show you the discounted rate that I'm providing you today that you'll be grandfathered in. So, in other words, it won't change on you because I want you to see where you're getting the savings. Now, I'm not going to lie. I am going to tell you that our original rates are very expensive. You know, typically a package like this, our platinum package, you would be looking at $599 a month plus a one-time $299 setup fee. I mean, that's almost like, what, $900 just to get it started, which is quite a bit of money for a new business, right? Because we know you're investing a lot in your company in the first year or two. So what I'm able to do, David, is I'm able to knock down your monthly from $599 to $299 flat rate, and I'm able to knock off $200 off of your setup fee. So it would be a one-time $99 setup fee. The initial investment you would be looking at is $398 to get this started. Every month after that you are with us, it will be just $299 a month. There's no clicks, no contracts. This is a true flat rate. Whether you got 50, 100 calls, you landed a job for $10,000, we're not charging you no more than the $299 a month. Now, what this would include is us getting you listed on the first page of Google. We list you on Bing. We submit you to Yelp. We create you. It's not a business Facebook page that you have, correct?
Correct.
It's a personal page. So we would create you a business Facebook page. Now, on Facebook, we're going to do Facebook advertising, okay? When someone does a search on Google for your services, and let's say they didn't call you, right, but they happen to go to Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories, well, all of a sudden, David, they're going to see your ad appear. Now, this ad is going to retarget. It's going to help you reach more new clients. However, we can run that ad to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. As soon as they click on your ad, they're calling you directly. And I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results. Now, I'm also going to ask them to build you a website. We're going to include a website for you that we would build, host, and maintain, and we're going to attach that website where your business is listed. So this way, they see the quality work that you do, and they get to learn more about your company. And like I said, we're going to build it for you. And then we also include the mobile platform. What that would mean is that anytime someone is using their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet to search for your services, David, they are going to find you immediately on that first page of Google. Basically, this package here that I'm offering you, it's going to cover all of your bases. And as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month program with no contracts. That price is never going to change. Whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years, you're always going to pay $299 a month.
Couple of questions. Yes. Is this cancel at any time?
Yes. The only thing, and I'm going to be super transparent with you, okay? I'm going to ask you, give us 2 months. Stick it out 2 months. What I call it is a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You, however, can cancel at any time. I just tell you, make sure that if you're going to cancel or pause it, right, call us three business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. We part as friends.
Okay.
We're not going to hold you hostage. Okay?
This is the reason why I'm asking. It's possible. The first of next year, I have to have a knee replacement. Now, if I
have that.
I will be out for 8-10 weeks, and that's why I was wondering.
That's okay. If that was the case, David, like when right before you're going to be having your surgery, what I would recommend is put it on what we call it a seasonal hold. What would happen is you don't lose your position on Google. Okay. What it is that we put it like on a pause. You're not paying for it during that time, but we're not optimizing it because you're kind of not working right now, right?
Okay.
So you could pause it so you're not paying for it, but again, you're not losing your position. Absolutely.
Okay.
You just let us know, like, listen, I'm having knee surgery. I need it paused for 2 months, right?
Okay.
They're not going to charge you for that time. Yeah, no worries. And that's good that you mentioned that. Wow, knee surgery, I hope you have a speedy recovery with that.
Yeah.
You'll feel better afterwards, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Getting that knee.
Yeah, for sure.
Was that from working, the injury?
Pardon me?
Was the knee from working over the years?
No, I fell 6-7 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And the ACL is gone all completely into my knee. I've got a torn meniscus. On the right side of that kneecap is bone to bone.
Oh, man.
It's just pretty well shot. Now, what they did do, they gave me a steroid shot 3 months ago. And it's
did
been
that help?
Great.
Oh, good,
yeah.
Good.
But the only problem is the job I had before didn't require me bending down on the floor. Now it does. And it's starting to bother again. So I got a feeling that that will come sooner than later. That's why I was asking about the
cancel
or something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. Great question. Great question to ask. Now, I also want to mention to you as well, right? If there's any other services aside from painting that you want to be listed for, you can list them as long as they're the services that you offer, right?
Okay.
The
yeah.
beauty of our program, David, is that this will come with a customized tracking and reporting system, so you do not have to take our word for it that this program works, because you'll be able to see for yourself the keywords that you're listed for, like your services. You can view your profiles, how many times you came up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, as well as how many calls you're receiving from our program. Anytime that you want to run a promotion, add services, change any content, you can do so. You're going to have a team here that is dedicated to your account. We assist you with all of this, David, so that you can focus on your jobs. And all of this, I will tell you, is going to start with me. I am what's considered the lead on the account, okay? So.
That's good, because I like talking to you.
Aw. So, yeah, as I mentioned, you know, again, it's a month-to-month program. There's absolutely no contracts. I feel that this is something, you know, that you would want to take advantage of today and give this a shot.
Yes.
That way we can prove it to you, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
Will that come out of the $299 a month? The $299 a month, will that automatically be taken out, or do I need to write a check and send it in?
Oh, no. It'll be automatically taken out. So what we do, and part of our process when I'm setting you up, we're going to go over billing. And in the billing, it's either Visa, debit, credit, okay, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. And I'm going to read you a voice verification. What that does is it outlines our service agreement. So your billing date, David, is always going to be the 30th of the month, okay? So
okay.
I say that because in the voice verification, when I'm reading it to you, I'm going to ask you that if you need to pause it or cancel it, I want you to make sure that you call us three business days before your billing is due. So you would just want to make sure you call three business days before the 30th so that way you don't get charged on the 30th. Okay?
Okay.
There is no cancellation fee. We just simply part as friends if you had to cancel, or even if you're pausing it, we're not going to charge you. Okay? We're just going to put it on a hold because, of course, you've had knee surgery, right? Obviously, you're not working. You're trying to recuperate, you know? So, yeah. That's how it's all going to work. What is the best email for you, David? Because, you know, this is where we're going to send your receipt and any correspondence from us. So what email do you typically use?
The only email I have is hawkeyes1959@gmail.com.
Okay. You're going to be getting two emails from me right now. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And now this first one, what it's going to say, David, is Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you that I noted the price being $299 a month, month to month, and just a one-time $99 setup fee. This is for our platinum package, everything that we're including, as well as the website. This second email that you're going to be receiving is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, this email basically is going to give you an overview, an idea of how our reporting system looks. It's really simple, nothing complicated, but I just want you to have an idea of how that reporting system would look. Okay? Now, first name is David. You spell it the traditional way, D-A-V-I-D.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure no unique spelling.
It's just for
the account purpose with us. And David, what's your last name?
Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
Got it. Now, the phone number that you want listed for the business, and this would be the best number for us to also contact you on with any updates, is going to be the 207-949-6920. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, the company name, this is important because we want to make sure that we list you correctly. I have it showing as D as in David, P as in Powell, Painting. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And I show an address for you. I'm assuming that this is, I don't know, I feel like this might be your home address. It shows it on Angie's, 487 Grandview Avenue, apartment 104, and that's in Bangor.
Correct.
Okay. And the zip code is 04401, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I want to let you know, because this is your home address, Google doesn't want your address to show anywhere. So we're going to hide the address, okay, just an FYI,
okay?
Now, David, also on this phone number, can you receive text messages on this phone that we're speaking on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what I'm going to do is this, David. I am what's considered the lead on the account, okay? I still like for you to have my information just so that you have it for your records. It's also going to be at the bottom of the emails, but I'm going to text it to you anyways, okay? So you're going to receive a text. Now, once the team takes over, the team here within our company, I can't make any changes because the team is now going to be handling your account, okay? We do everything within our company because we want to make sure we're assisting you, okay? So we don't send it anywhere else to be done, in other words. Now, I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department. Once you get both text messages, could you please let me know so I make sure you got both of them? This second text, okay, I'm going to want you to open it. It's going to be the number to our customer service department. And this is a number that I'm going to want you to save in your contacts under Local Splash. So this way you never lose our phone number, okay? Did they both come through?
Yes.
Okay. The second text, when you open it up, it'll say Local Splash, welcome. It says, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. So what I went ahead and did is I already included your username and your password for your reporting system. Your username is always going to be your phone number with no dashes and no one before the two. It's just your phone number. Okay.
Okay.
The password is all lowercase, one word, get, G-E-T, and then Bing, as in boy, B-I-N-G. All one word, lowercase.
Yes. Yep.
Now, also, the phone number is there, 877 635-6225. Please make sure that you save that number under local splash, two words. So you always have our phone number in your contacts. Now, David, we are always here to assist you Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. You are ahead of me by 3 hours. So for you, we're always here for you 10 to 7. Your
time. Okay, got it.
All right. Now, David, I'm going to start going over the billing. So today I'm going to be reading to you the payment that we're going to be processing, the billing date, the amount, if you need to cancel or pause, what the process is. Okay? We call it the 90-second voice verification recording. When I'm walking you through it, David, please, if there's anything you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that I can review it with you and then rephrase it. Because I do want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the card that you're using today, is that card in your name? Do you have the business name on it or in both?
Nope, my name. My name.
Just, is it just David Powell or is there a middle initial?
No. No.
I always forget if mine has a middle initial or not. I always got to look.
Mine's got a middle initial.
And what's the middle initial?
W.
W. Okay. Is it the same billing address, David?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
And what is the card number whenever you're ready?
4496-0400-0114-6868.
Expiration?
The expiration date is 629.
Okay.
And the number in the back is 755.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to process your payment yet because, again, I'm going to walk you through that 90-second voice verification recording. Before I start that recording, I'm going to put a security question on your account here with us, David, and it could either be one of three. You could choose your mother's maiden name, which would be your last name before she got married, the city
that
you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll take my mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
It's Blaisdell. You know how to spell it?
I do not. I'm ready.
Honest lady. B-L-A-I-S-D-E-L-L.
Okay. Oh, Blaisdell. Okay. See, I almost spelled it blaze like a fire blaze. Oh, jeez. Good thing I think, hey, I'll be honest. If I don't know an answer to something, I'm not afraid to say it. You know what I mean? I tell my kids that all the time, even as adults. I'm like, listen.
There you go.
If you're not sure about something, just be honest. Because when you say, oh, yeah, and then you do it wrong, then I'm like, why didn't you just tell me? I would have told you how to do it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So, David, I'm going to turn on the recording. Okay. Again, if there's something you don't understand, let me know so I can review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DP Painting.
Please state your name and title within the business.
David Powell, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, David, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So keeping that open communication with us, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive two phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash.
Yes.
Now, sometimes, David, we know that you're like in the middle of a job, right? You can't just pick up the call. All we ask from you is please call us within, 24 business hours. I want you to also be aware that you might get other companies that are calling you and are trying to sell you other type of online products, okay? They are not associated with us. We are never going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $299 a month. As a matter of fact, David, please get into the habit of always asking, when we call you, what is my security question? Because if anyone ever hangs up on you, you know that then it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
So always make sure you ask that. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do.
And again, what this means is this, okay, we're not saying you can't do other marketing. We're just saying before you do it, give us a call first so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 30th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, David, this is a two-month verbal commitment. So what that means is that your second payment will be charged on November 30th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, David, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and that is the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. Now, if you need to pause or cancel the account, what we ask is that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge, and we part as friends. So just make sure you call 3 business days before the 30th if you have to pause it or cancel it, okay? There will be no cancellation fee. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing next is I'm going to be updating the package. I'm going to process the payment, and in a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt. We're going to email it to you, and I'm going to text it to you as well, and then we'll go over it. The next thing that I need to do, David, is I have to schedule. It's what we call a client interview. The client interview is where the real magic is going to happen, not so much with me. The client interview, even though I think it is, but the client interview is going to be with my technician, and my technician is going to talk to you about, they're going to basically be reviewing everything you and I went over in the notes, okay? They're going to talk to you about your services, the areas we're targeting, your Facebook ads, your website, and I want to make it at a time that's convenient for you because I'm going to block out an hour. The appointment, you don't need to be in front of a computer, but it could take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. Really depends on how many questions or details you have. How does your schedule look for today?
Fine, this afternoon.
This afternoon? Okay. So let me take a look here. Give me 1 second. I'm going to throw out some times to you, and you let me know what time works. And I'm going to tell you, whatever time I give you is in your time zone. Okay?
Okay.
So I have a two
zone.
To...
Okay.
Yes, your time zone. I have an appointment for your time 2 to 3, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
Let me see. Let's make it 3 to 4.
3 to 4?
Yep.
I don't have a 3 to 4, but I do have a 4 to 5.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, hon. Or I have a 2 to 3.
All right. Let's do the 2 to 3.
Okay. Yeah, because I think I might actually have, to be honest with you, I might have a 12 to 1. I don't know if that works for you. That's pretty soon, within the next, like,
yeah,
45 minutes.
I'm still on a job here right now.
Oh, no. Okay, so you want the 2 to 3 or the 3 to 4?
Yeah.
I mean, or the 4 to 5, I'm sorry. 2 to 3. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, my coffee isn't kicking in.
Oh, that's right. It's only like, 8 o'clock in the morning over there.
Right now, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm up way earlier because my husband does dialysis. So sometimes before my alarm goes off, his alarm's going off. I'm like, oh, my gosh, get up, dude. Because sometimes if he's not draining, it'll start beep, beep. I'm like, and that thing doesn't shut up until you get up. So, yeah, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
And I probably only need about maybe 5 more minutes of your time, David, and then we'll be all done because I know you're working. So I'm sending you the calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 2 and 3 o'clock. Now, listen, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. Just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, you're in the middle of a job, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We'll call you right back. Okay?
Sure.
If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're going to call you directly. Okay? Also, I'll send you a reminder an hour before just in case you forget to let you know what's coming up in the next hour. Now, under the services, I'm putting painting, interior, and exterior. Is that correct?
No exterior.
No exterior. So just interior painting right now. Okay. Anything else that you do aside from that?
I can do staining on decks and stuff like that. What I'm getting away from is 65 years old, and I'm getting away from walking up ladders, doing two stories, or setting up staging by myself. I just am too old for that stuff now. You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I'm going to put, you're not too old. It just takes a wear and tear on your body. That's what I'm gonna say. You're still young. Painting, interior painting, deck staining, do you do any texture? Do you do any drywall repairs?
Yes. Of course,
okay.
Basically drywall repair and paint, interior painting goes hand in hand anyways, mostly.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then this is just residential, or are you open to commercial?
No, I don't mind doing commercial. Actually, I've done one garage. So,
oh, okay. Okay.
One mechanic's garage, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No worries. Now, David, I know right now you don't have license and insurance yet, right? Are you ever going to be in the process of getting any of that?
No. According to Angie, here in the state of Maine, you do not need to be licensed to be a painter.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't know that, but she says, no, you do not need a license to be a painter.
Oh, okay. I know some states don't require it. Do you ever plan on getting insurance or in the future, maybe?
But, yeah, it depends on how this takes off. I mean, I was on vacation 2 weeks ago, and I decided, you know what? I think I'm going to try to start my own painting business, and then I got a 10-room house. I've got a downstairs that I have to finish.
No way!
And then I have a 6-room house all in the same week. So,
oh, wow.
That's
so cool.
So, yeah. And,
that's
and
really
I haven't
good.
Started my business yet.
Wow. Amazing. I'm just going to put in future. Let's see here. And I'm going to say because you're very new business still. Now, and then that's going to be 11 our time, which is actually 2 o'clock your time. Facebook, David, you did mention you have a personal page, right? Are you just under David Powell in Maine?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can find you. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
You're not on a phone that I can send a text to, are you?
Oh, you can, yeah. So you know that number that I texted you from?
Yeah.
Okay. You could send it there. You could reply to it. Yeah.
Okay,
just reply to it with the photo or whatever. I think I found you. Is it you and your, is that your wife?
No, it's my, what's it called? My significant other. There's 17 years between us. She's 82.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's 82. So.
That's your profile picture, right? You guys are kind of hugging each other?
Yeah.
She looks amazing.
Yeah, and January 27th, she fell down on the, we were going out to breakfast, she fell down on the ice and broke her bottom leg completely off.
Oh, no.
The only thing that was holding on was skin, yeah. She had operated a plate, ball screws, and she went through that, rehab and all that, and somewhere in the vicinity of July, she was able to take zucchini bread out of the oven and broke her back in two places.
Oh my God, poor thing.
Yeah. So she's had a very, very rough year.
I'll keep her in my prayers for sure. And you as well for a speedy recovery on that surgery. Now, David, I know, have you taken any pictures at all of any of those drops that you did?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find them.
It's okay. I'm going to put that you have some photos. The technician will tell you where to send them to. So if you have pictures, we want to make sure that we show them. And do you want us to make you a business logo? I'm assuming you don't have one, right?
No, I was actually, that's what one of my plans was today. I was going to go down, stop at a print shop and see what they could come up with for a logo and a business card.
Well, here's the thing. We can make your business logo if you want. In the meantime, it doesn't cost you more money, but if you're going to that shop and they can make you business cards, that'd be cool too. So totally up to you.
Yeah, I wanted some business cards. So, if you make the logo, can you send me a picture of it?
Okay, so I'm going to have them make you a business logo. You can give them some ideas on colors or whatever and ask them, we'll need it for his business cards. We'll need for his business cards. Yeah, because I think that would be good. It doesn't cost you more money if we're creating it. They'll do a couple of examples and you can choose the one that you like. Okay. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yes.
When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
What I prefer is a text, like, are you free for a phone call?
Okay.
Then, yes. You know, because if I'm right in the middle of painting a wall, I can't take the phone.
Absolutely.
So.
I'm going to put text first before call.
Okay.
And then what are going to be your hours of operation? Are you going to be a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
I've got on Angie, I've got it availability from 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
I do see that. Sunday closed. Okay, perfect. I'll put that. So Monday, got it. Saturday, perfect. Okay. What are the forms of payments that you're going to be accepting? Are you going to do like cash, check, Zelle, Venmo?
I don't have any of those. I mean, other than cash or check or, you know, money order or whatever, you know. But,
I'm going to put cash or check.
I have no idea what that other stuff is. So, I'm a
Zelle
little
is actually,
fashion deal,
okay? No. It's okay. Cash is actually, Zelle is through your bank. So it's kind of like what you would almost call like a wire transfer. Like my kids, I do it all the time, or sometimes I do that for my mom. My mom doesn't have Zelle. I actually had to set her up as a payee in my account, because we have the same bank, the credit union. So I'm able to set her up like that. But Zelle is like sometimes someone can send you like a wire transfer, kind of like is what they call it. It's like the modern day wire transfer. They just need your phone number, your email that's associated with your bank. I don't know who you bank with. Some banks might not have it set up.
Bank or Federal Credit Union.
You might want to ask them. That's good. You got a credit union. I love credit unions. I'm telling you.
Yes, I do too. I like credit unions better than I do banks. Yes.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. I have a credit union. It's called Schools First out here. I actually got it when I used to work for the school district years ago, right? And I'm going to tell you, best place ever to get a loan from. The rates are just so much better. It's just, yeah. It's amazing. I love that bank.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California. We're on the West Coast.
Okay, because, yes, you're right. That's what you said. Because when the phone came through, the reason why I answered it was because it said Augusta, Maine.
Oh, you know why?
A 207 number.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. So, like, even if I can't tell you what the number that's showing, you know, David, if you call that number, what's going to happen is you'll reach our customer service department. You would just tell them, transfer me to Nadine. I'm actually the only Nadine that works in this office. What happens is, you know, we work with many businesses throughout the United States, right? You can imagine how many.
Yeah.
So all the calls that we're making every day, Monday through Friday, okay, because whenever positions open up, we have to call out to get it filled. So with all the calls that we make, we also want to keep our prices reasonable for businesses like yourself, right, to have the same opportunity as these other companies, these big companies that are paying all this money, you know. So we use a system called Voice over Internet. It's a VOIP. What it does is it allows us to make the calls through the Internet. But what happens is if I'm calling like in Dallas, Texas, it'll pull a local number from Dallas when I'm calling.
That's what it did here, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California, which is in between Los Angeles and San Diego. I don't know if you've ever been out here, but we're like 20 minutes away from Disneyland.
No, I've never been out west. furthest I've ever been out there was, Ohio. I guess is the furthest west I've been.
Oh, really? Really? Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yeah. I used to drive tractor trailer, so.
Oh, really?
Out,
wow.
As far as Wisconsin, and
right.
My run was from Florida to Maine, you know, so
no
I was basically
way.
East Coast stuff, so. Yeah.
It's so funny. My manager, he was born and raised in California, and at one time, he lived out in Ohio, and he's like, man, it is freezing over there. Like right now, we're like in the low 70s right now. So we're starting to get a little bit gloomy.
I hate you.
And you're going to laugh when I tell you I'm cold.
Ellie, that's my girlfriend. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It can be 84, 85 degrees in the thing, and she'll sit there in her chair with a blanket wrapped around her.
Oh my gosh.
That poor woman is always cold.
So is my husband. And you know, and it's funny because my husband's like, I have the central air on, right? And he's all, it's freezing in here. I tell him, put on a jacket. He's always cold because of the dialysis and everything, and he's always cold. Like, literally, it could be 80 degrees outside, and he has a sweatshirt. And I look at him, and I'm all, you're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me with the sweatshirt on.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, well, it's freezing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're almost done here, David. There's going to be two emails that I'll need you to find. Whichever one you find first, there's one that's going to say, initial invoice.
I've got three of them here from you with your name on.
Read it. You want to read them to me? What are the ones that you see right now?
We specialize in helping small businesses get placed, be found, and generate more branding.
Not
exposure.
That one. What's the next
not
one?
Not that one?
No.
Okay. New advance reporting.
Not that one. No.
Not that one. Okay. That'll be the last one, then. that's the invitation.
Okay, refresh it, because you should have gotten the other two. There's a couple other ones that are going to be coming through. So maybe refresh it. Are you looking at your email or your text messages? Because we sent it to
my
both.
My email.
Did
you send it to both? No, that's the last one I got on email from you.
Okay. There should be some other ones that came, one that says welcome, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Any of those come through?
Nope. Nor need a text or email.
Interesting. Let me resend it.
Oh, wait a minute. I get
okay.
to hear from
Local
Flash?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Images in this messages are hidden.
Uh-huh. And then what does it say?
To get your Google business profile
verified. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted you to open. So I'm going to explain this one. Now, a lot of these items that are listed that we need pictures of, you're not going to have them. So don't worry about it, okay? I want you to just send us the pictures that you can. So, for example, work tools or work equipment. If you have paint buckets, paint brushes, whatever you use to paint or do drywall, send us those pictures, okay?
Oh, okay.
Send us
yeah.
a picture of your work vehicle with the license plate showing, okay? Don't worry about the business license or business insurance because you don't have that yet, or even business registration. However, once you get business cards, send us a photo of that. Now, invoice, don't worry about it because you don't have that either. The workplace, what that means is, let's say you store your paintbrushes and stuff in the corner of the garage, right? Send us a picture of that. What you're going to do is you're going to send us on this list whatever pictures you do have, and whatever ones you don't worry about it. Just send us what you can, okay? This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Now, there's another one that'll say, welcome, David W., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
We are passionate about putting your business on the first page of major search engines. Is that the one you
not,
want?
Not that one. There should be another one.
Okay. One more here. Let's see what this one says. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
That is it. Uh-huh. Okay. So it goes on to say, your invoice is located below this email. Please note that this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. We talked about it being the 30th of each month. Please click here. So you're going to click where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on that.
Yeah.
Now, what
I
it's going to do? Yes, so you're going to click on I agree to receive text messages to your phone, and that's text messages from us. You're going to click where it says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. At the bottom, David, where it says sign, in that box, you're going to click in there, and you're going to type your name as it reads there. Don't put a period after the W because the system doesn't recognize it. So you're just going to type your name how you see it there. David space W space Powell. You don't need to put the date because it's already there.
Okay, we got a little problem.
Okay, tell me.
That box isn't there.
It's not? Oh, you know what? What kind of phone do you have? iPhone or Android?
Android.
Okay. Are you looking at your phone straight up? Can you turn it?
No, because I have it turned off. You're right, Matt. Let me,
Oh, okay. It might be because, the font. So you might have to like turn your phone so that way it makes it long, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I got to turn it the other way. Problem is, I thought I knew where it was. Not here.
Okay. Yeah, because there, did you see the little arrow that said sign?
No.
Oh, okay. It's probably
that's
because of font. Yeah, it's probably because it's at the very bottom of it. So it's probably because of the font. So if you don't get to do it right now, it's okay. You can do it during the client interview. But on the bottom, what you'll see is it'll say sign, and there's a box where you just type your name in there, how it reads, just David W. Powell, and then you'll click on confirm signature.
Yeah, it says, wait a minute, if I do that. No, because it says down here signature in big letters. Then it says your name, David W. Powell, to agree
but
to electronically sign this document. And
then you don't see the box.
No, it just goes to the confirmed signature, but that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, and it's probably because of the, I don't know, try to click on the bottom. Does it let you?
Yeah,
it could be because of the font is why. So you should be able to do it from your computer if you have time later.
I do not have a computer, dear.
Okay. Or a laptop or anything? iPad?
No. Fortunately,
okay.
I don't.
It's okay. I don't either. My husband's the one that's got it. I don't use them. I always use my phone. So it's probably because the font on your phone might be too big. And so that's why sometimes, like me, when I'm looking at my iPhone, if I want to see, like, the whole page, sometimes I have to turn it horizontal, right?
Yeah.
Instead of vertical.
Yeah.
So that way I could see everything. Does your phone let you do that?
Well, that's just it. Yeah, you usually bring down a drop-down menu, and it will have on it, you know, auto-rotate or something, but I don't have it on this phone.
So are you able to, like, actually turn your phone? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, turn it sideways.
Yeah, turn it sideways. There you go.
Yes, but the auto-rotate is not on.
Oh,
see
what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. Your auto-rotate isn't on. Yeah, see, I have it automatically on mine. Okay. Well, the technician can help walk you through it, too.
I guess something's going to happen because I thought it was just a drop-down where you drop down and it was there, but it's not here.
Yeah. That's okay. They'll help you through it today. So just the last thing that I do want to go over with you, and let me just tell them, unable to sign it, please help. Unable to sign... TNCs, please assist. Okay, so the last thing I want to tell you, because I'm glad that we're doing your client interview today, because we're going to get moving pretty fast, okay? So starting from today, and we're going to send you notifications as we're completing each step. So starting from today, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in all the directories. Okay, Facebook business page is going to be created. You're going to be listed on Yelp and Bing. 7 to 14 days,
wow.
David, your website's going to be live and completed, and so are your Facebook ads. And those can already start generating phone calls for you. Okay? Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we sent you in writing, us getting you verified through Google, creating you the Google business profile, and optimizing it there to that first page, that can take between 45 to 60 days. Now, I'm always going to give you that promise, but I have seen many times where it's happened sooner. Okay? However, I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. So I'm still going to stick to that timeline because I prefer to be safe. But that doesn't mean it's going to take that long. It could be sooner than that. However.
Okay, say that one more time.
Yes.
The 45 to 60 days.
45 to 60
days.
Yes, sir. 45 to 60 days is what it's going to take for us to get you verified on Google, create the Google business profile, optimize it, and have it on that first page. Now, sometimes.
Okay.
I've seen where it's happened sooner, though, David. So, you know, it just depends, but I'm still safely going to say the 45 to 60 days because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Now, because we know it's important for you to also get those calls as quickly as possible is why we get the website, the Facebook ads, and the directories up and running a lot sooner so you could start getting calls. But you'll get notifications letting you know once you're on the first page, when your website's live, your Facebook ads are live. So we keep you in the loop of the steps that we're completing, okay?
Okay.
So today we're going to call you, don't forget, between 2 and 3 o'clock. So just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. Save your receipt for your tax purposes because it's a write-off. Any marketing that you do, even business cards that you buy. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Very good.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Thank you for giving us
Thank
the opportunity
you.
To help you. So we'll talk to you later on, okay?
Yes. Very good, Nadine. Very good.
You are welcome. I hope you have a very blessed day.
You too, dear. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.